BBC News with Rosemary Crick. Thousands of independent supporters in Catalonia have clashed with police as they protested the decision of a Supreme Court judge to prosecute 25 Catalan leaders for rebellion, embezzlement or disobeying the state. Five of the leaders have been detained, including the man nominated by pro-independence parties to head the Catalonian government. A search operation has been going on at the London offices of Cambridge Analytica. The British Information Commissioner is investigating allegations that the firm illegally harvested personal data from 50 million Facebook users to influence the last US presidential election. The US Attorney General Jeff Sessions has announced plans to amend gun laws and effectively ban bump stocks, which can make a semi-automatic rifle fire like a machine gun. They were used in last October's shooting in Las Vegas, in which 58 people were killed. The Democratic Republic of Congo will not attend a donor conference in Geneva next month. It says the UN's decision to declare an emergency harms its image with investors. The UN has described the situation in the DRC as a catastrophic humanitarian crisis. Two rounds of voting in Italy's parliament to elect speakers for the lower house and for the Senate have failed to yield a result. Until speakers are chosen, consultations to form a new government cannot begin. Winter sea ice cover in the Arctic Ocean has been recorded at its second lowest level since records began nearly 40 years ago. New figures reveal that there was about 1 million square kilometres less ice covering the ocean during the northern winter. Europe's most active volcano, Mount Etna, is sliding towards the sea at a rate of 14 millimetres per year. A British-led research team that studied the Sicilian mountains says there's no immediate danger, but there is a risk of a major collapse in the future. BBC News.